Hi, and welcome to Al's Senior Moments, a podcast where we talk about important topics to senior adults. Today, I am talking with Carla Durham, who is a care manager with Caring Strategies. Carla, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Now, tell us what a care manager does at Caring Strategies.
Thanks for asking. We get a lot of questions about this and what is our role in a family. And I like to tell people that a care manager is like a case manager, but extra heart with it. And we do all kinds of things for people in care management, in home and hospital assessments, care coordination, and we assist people with appointments, and we have a whole long list of different things. We have a great website for everybody to look at, too.
Okay, what is the website? What is your website?
Our website is caringstrategies.com, and there are multiple resources on there for adult children who are looking for assistance for their loved ones and for aging peoples as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now tell us. A lot of people may not be familiar with Caring Strategies. Tell us a little bit about just an overall summary of what you do and what Caring Strategies does in the community.
Well, Caring Strategies has been around for about 15 years now. We're celebrating our 15th anniversary. And we are a team of social workers and nurses that works with families in the community to help solve aging problems. Like, mom has Alzheimer's, what do we do now? Or dad has spent all of our money. How do we take care of him at this point? What are the resources available in our area? So we work with families when there are issues to solve that might not be solved in typical facilities, and there's not just a cookie cutter answer for their particular situation.
Now, one particular phrase that is on your website is the idea of aging well. So how does Caring Strategies kind of approach that or maybe define that, you know, term of aging well and approach that with the clients that you work with?
Aging well is helping the individual meet their goals. So whatever that is to that person. It includes elements like having good nutrition and exercise, having a team of doctors or other professionals that are available and organized to assist you in your aging process, having good community relationships, having excellent communications within the family, understanding what each other's needs are. And often it can include giving back, having a way to serve in your church or in your community by volunteering or a little side job or doing something helpful around the house that can help the other generations that are living there.
Mm-hmm. So aging well, I guess for all of us, that encompasses a lot of different things. It's, you know, the physical component of aging mm-hmm. well, the mental component, the spiritual, the social. And so I assume your services help address whatever need that is for the person in some way.
Absolutely. Humans are very complex, and approaching care for an individual needs to encompass all pieces of that person, spiritual, emotional, physical, and your physical surroundings, where you're living, and all your basic needs.
Uh-huh. So when an individual, let's talk about how someone is referred to Caring Strategies, because once they're referred, y'all have a process that you follow to consult with them. So let's talk about first, okay, how is someone referred to Caring Strategies, and let's go from there.
Okay. We receive referrals from physicians in the community who might see that there is a patient who might need extra support at home, perhaps an Alzheimer's patient who is home but needs some extra care or has the need for caregivers to come into the home. We can help set those families up Physicians do referrals. We receive referrals from other providers in the community, like assisted livings, who that person might not be an appropriate fit for their community, but they still need care, and they turn to us for other ideas of what would be appropriate as far as this person's needs to help figure out their care situation. So physicians and other facilities, often families find us on the internet. We've had several recently do Google searches and find us on Google. We get calls from other families who've had successful interventions with us in the past. We have our website, which you can book a 15-minute free consultation straight on the website. So some people look in there and book from there.
Okay. Now, once someone, there's an initial someone gets referred to you or they call you, I mean, they can self-refer to you. I mean,
absolutely.
You know, they don't need a referral.
No.
They can call you directly saying, hey, I'm having trouble with, you know, transportation or just mobility and, or, you know, my finances are changing. You know, I need some guidance on what I need to do. So if they call you, what's the first step? There's an initial consultation with that individual?
We try to talk with that individual to get a basic understanding of what the need is and to be able to best make recommendations for that individual and their families. We do need a little bit more information. Sometimes that person is just looking for a caregiver service, and we'll go ahead and send that person over to that resource. But if they're looking for a little bit more information and want to schedule a consultation, we do in-office consultations after that first little call. Those are usually about 45 to 60 minutes. These are out-of-pocket costs. Our agency is self-pay, so the family takes care of the fees. We work directly for the family themselves. And in that consultation, we will discuss a myriad of things, but we have in that call, we take their information, send them a packet so that they can give us some additional information so we can make recommendations very succinctly, very catered to their needs. And once we get that back, we make that consultation and sit down together. Following that, we can do care management ongoing if the family chooses to hire us for that.
Yeah, what would that kind of look? What is kind of ongoing kind of care management? Tell us a little bit about that, what that looks like. I know that in some cases, y'all will go to your clients' doctor's appointments with them,
right,
and help in situations like that. Are there other kind of examples of what that would look like?
This is a wonderful business because it is a concierge service. So it can look different in different situations. So at sometimes it means that we have an individual who doesn't have any family left. We have a solo aging program for that person. So that person might need more care than another person who might have a very large family who wants to be interactive. So care management can look like meeting all needs, going to all doctor's appointments, taking care of all, finding incontinence products for clients, making sure that they have all their bills paid, all of those type things. Or it can mean, you know, a one time a month type service. So it's individualized for that situation.
So you have a strategy for every person, so to speak, don't you? To use, no pun intended.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, but I mean, it is very specific because people have different needs. And, you know, some are just physical, some are more emotional,
right,
you know, financial.
Right.
So you do cater your plan and your strategy to that person's needs.
Absolutely. And the family is involved in the process every step of the way. They agree to the suggestions or make suggestions that might help alter that, and we come to an agreement together, and we work together with the families and individuals to meet those needs.
So you did mention that y'all are strictly private pay, so you do not take any insurance. You know, you do not accept any insurance payments, strictly private pay. But that also gives you the chance to really focus on the needs of that client and help them make choices that are best for them.
Absolutely. I came on board with Caring Strategies a little less than 2 years ago as a new social worker. I'd worked for 15 years in music therapy working with hospice patients. When I finished my master's in social work, I knew that I wanted to work with Caring Strategies because I had contracted with them as a music therapist in the past, but because of the excellent care that they give to families in the area. And one of the things that's attractive to me as a new social worker and as a professional who served in the area for years is that recommendations are made to families based on what is best for that individual and not necessarily like some other companies provide financial incentive for referrals. We do not receive any kind of financial compensation for our referrals. And that means for us, for the client, that you will be receiving a referral that's appropriate for you, that is going to help meet your needs, that will help save your family money in the long run, because you are not going to go down a path that might look good at the time, but really not be appropriate for you or your level of care. But you will get a recommendation from us that will meet that need, and it can help save thousands of dollars of community fees from hopping and hopping and hopping from one to the other.
Right. Because people are, they're paying you to come up with a strategy that works. And
right.
A plan that
right.
works. And you have that opportunity.
Right.
Well, our time is about, you know, finished here. Is there anything that you would like to share that we haven't gone over that you feel is important about the services that Caring Strategy provides?
Well, I would encourage you to look on our website. We have a wonderful list and other resources on there. I would also encourage families to continue being proactive and aging well with your legal documents, your medical documents, staying organized, talking with your kids and your family members. If you are one of those solo agers, reaching out and getting a support system in place and perhaps a care manager in place before it becomes critical, so that you have a good plan in place to age well. We can help families in our community and other professionals provide excellent care with health advocacy, consultation. We have a new SPARK program, which provides dementia care and activities, engagement. So these are some of the wellness activities and opportunities that we provide our clients and resources that are available.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I would certainly encourage people to be proactive, because you don't want to make decisions in a crisis situation. Don't
Absolutely
wait till
not.
A crisis situations. Be proactive. You know, call Caring Strategies. I know they'll be very helpful and give you guidance on, you know, what the next step should be. And you may end up working with them, you may not, but a phone call to find out more information about how they may be of assistance to you or a family member, it can always be helpful. What is there a particular phone number that they could call just to get in touch with Caring Strategies?
Yes, please call us. It's 256-489-7573.
And what is the website address?
Again, it's www.caringstrategies.com.
Well, Carla, thank you for being with us today. I know that you do a lot of good work, and I know that Caring Strategies is, they are very caring about the people they work with. And I encourage you to make that phone call if you feel like there's a need. You have been listening to Al's Senior Moments, a podcast focusing on important topics to senior adults. And our show is sponsored by Medicare Strategies. When you need local Medicare insurance support, whether you are new to turning 65 and new to Medicare, or if you've been on Medicare but you're not sure if you have the best option for yourself, give us a call at 256-425-8614. Again, this is you've been listening to Al's Senior Moments. Thank you and have a great day.